Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Most of the moves that the Commanders have made so far in free agency, there has been a very obvious correlation between the player they're bringing in and one of the coaches on the staff where they had linked up previously in a spot before Washington. Including, by the way, Eckler coming over from the Chargers with familiarity with Lynn, who he played for. Mike Williams is hurt all the time. He played just three games last year. He missed four games in 2022. Oddly, he only missed one game in 2021, but he was banged up for a lot of the year. That season, when he played in 16 games, he went for 1,150 yards and 70 catches. I am of the belief that the Commanders need another wide receiver. I don't know where you're at on that. Terry McLaurin's outstanding, but I would love to be in a situation where instead of running kind of their X vertical explosive routes as like their true number one, they kick him over to Z to do some of the crossers and the digs and the middle of the field stuff, and you bring someone else in who can kind of stretch the field a little bit on the outside opposite him. More importantly, it would kick Jahan Dotson into the slot, where I think maybe you could get him back on track. I'm not saying Williams is the perfect fit. He's 29 years old, and with all the tread on the tires and the injury history, maybe he's not a guy they'd be interested in. I am saying they got a coach who knows him well, and that seems to matter a lot to them. But two-parter here, thoughts on the Williams release and whether it's relevant to Washington. And as far as the number 7 overall pick goes, do you think the Commanders have a large needed receiver, or is it just something minor that if they get one, fine?
I would love one. I think they need a left tackle. I think they need a cornerback. I think it would be really good if they got another receiver. You follow me? Like, it's if I'm filling out my shopping list and my shopping cart's full, I go, damn, I have to come back. If I still got some room, you put a stuff a receiver in there, like we're on supermarket sweep.
Are those things related at all?
How do you mean?
Well, of course they need a left tackle. They don't have one. Like, that's the biggest need on the team. And of course they need a cornerback. Their number one guy is Benjamin St. Juste. Those are their two biggest needs. You're quantifying, I guess, that receiver's not as big a need, which I think is obvious because you got McLaurin, you got a first-round pick in Dotson, and De'Ami Brown, a third-round pick. I mean, there's still some depth there, obviously. Mm-hmm. But is it related to say, well, they need these other things? They got $65 million still to spend, according to Over the Cap. They don't have one or two draft picks where it's like, you got to draft a left tackle or you have to draft a corner because you only have two picks. You can do all three of those things.
That's fair.
As a standalone conversation, how big of a priority should they make receiver this offseason?
It's a great question. So I see where you're going with it. So to me, I'm going, I need one more weapon. If that's an excellent tight end, I can live with an okay second receiver. If it's an excellent receiver, I'll deal with having, you know, just an okay tight end. I need one more. However you want to do it is fine. Whatever kind of offense you want, whatever Kingsbury wants to do, good by me. I need one more weapon in that passing game.
I think that's a great point. Here's what I've found myself thinking a lot. I'll throw this out to you. I feel like they're going to operate in 11 personnel a ton, meaning three wide receivers. Mm-hmm. I think they're going to operate in spread with four wide receivers plenty. Now, Eckler's probably going to be one of those guys, or Ertz, maybe you split out, you know, in the slot. And so it doesn't necessarily mean you have to have actual traditional wide receivers, to your point. If you draft Jatavion Sanders out of Texas, a tight end, he's a weapon and you can put him out wide. But does your interest change at all? I've found myself more hungry and more interested in going wide out because of the Kingsbury element, because I think they're going to operate with extra guys out wide a lot.
Yep.
You know, whereas like a loading up on tight ends, if Arthur Smith was hired as their offensive coordinator, would be more important. And I want to do both, for the record. I want to add a weapon at wideout, add a weapon at tight end, because I'm just not sold on Ertz at this point of his career. I think he's kind of what Logan Thomas was last year, not what Logan Thomas was as a 70-catch guy in 2020. But am I overthinking it to say
not at all.
With Kingsbury, receivers should get bumped up a little bit? I don't know what to make of Jahan Dotson anymore. I really like him.
Yeah.
But I was so loud wrong.
We all saw what happened.
I owe every person listening an apology. I had you draft the guy in fantasy. I told you he was going to lead the team in catches. I mean, I thought he was going to have a monster season. I don't think I've been more wrong about anything with this football team in the last 5 years than I was about Jahan Dotson last season.
Yeah, same here. I'm wearing that cologne. I like your thought process. Here's where I come at it, and I want to see what you think. I get to the same conclusion. I want another weapon because they have a young quarterback. I want another
That's my
weapon.
Whole point, yeah.
Not necessarily because of Kingsbury. I think if this goes well, he's gone in a year or two. So I care a little bit less about his specific
wouldn't
system.
You hope that they would keep his offense? Isn't that why you layered it with Johnson and Blau and these guys?
Sure, that's the idea, I suppose. But you know, maybe he takes Blau as his OC when he goes somewhere. I mean, you can do your best to keep guys and layer talent, which I think they've done a good job of. But you never know. You could do the best you can to keep everybody. To me, this is more. I cannot do the thing that they've done so many times. Where okay, we got a young quarterback. Congratulations to us. No. Surround that dude with endless weapons. Make it as easy as possible for him in the hopes that one day he can carry you and you don't need all those guys. You don't start off as Pat Mahomes. You got to get to that level, right?
3 o'clock today, which is when we've got those Tom Papa tickets for somebody to win. Trevor Sikkema of PFF is going to join us. He is not only one of their draft experts when I ask him about the number two pick, but also has strong thoughts on the free agency class Washington's put together so far. So we'll talk to him about that coming up in about 40 minutes.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.